The topics and opinions expressed in the following show are solely those of the hosts and their guests and not those of W4CY Radio, its employees, or affiliates. We make no recommendations or endorsements for radio show programs, services, or products mentioned on air or on our web. No liability, explicit or implied, shall be extended to W4CY Radio or its employees or affiliates. Any questions or comments should be directed to those show hosts. Thank you for choosing W4CY Radio.
Get ready for Let's Just Talk with Catherine Riker, sponsored by Bagwell, Dan Perkins, Mandel Brown Plastic Surgery, Next Stage, IDI Dentistry, iMarketing, A Private Place Reflexology, Inbalance Body Therapy, Paulo, a Modern Jeweler, Songs and Stories for Soldiers, and Ultimate Air Show on W4CY.
Hi, this is Catherine Raker of Let's Just Talk. We have on today one of my favorite experts and publishers of Galaxy Press, and that is John Goodwin. And he is one of these guys that is so into the program of Galaxy Press and also the contest. And we have today with us, with John, a young 19-year-old who's going to university in the fall. She's very creative. I'm trying to get her to send and to enter the contest and become, and you know, she loves to draw, she loves theater, and she's just really a talented gal. And I want to introduce John to Olivia, and welcome to our show, John.
Thank you very much. It's great to be back on again. And hello, Olivia. Very, very nice to meet you, at least over the air.
Yeah, you too.
Well, if you've never, have you been to Hollywood at all?
No. I've never even been west of like
Chicago. Oh my goodness, you need to come with me on my launches. Mm-hmm. Now that John inspired me to, no, seriously, I've hit all these short story and all these beautiful illustrators from, you know, the L. Ron Hubbard Writers of the Future and Illustrators of the Future contest. And, you know, when I first met John and I started seeing what they were doing, I mean, I got so excited. I actually did. And I hope he's going to invite me this year to come on board for the big event that they do once a year, because I've been to Hollywood. I know what it's like. And after talking to all of his people that over the years that they have put into all the volumes of the books that are bestsellers, and he'll tell you that in a minute, it's really exciting to meet all these people from all over the country and internationally. So, John, would you be so kind as to tell Olivia about not only the contest, but Battlefield Earth and what that's all about?
Sure. Well, first of all, Battlefield Earth, as Catherine was saying, it's one of the most established means of, I guess it's a source for aspiring writers to have a chance for the work to be seen and acknowledged, as the initial reason why it was created in 1983 by Mr. Hubbard. The result now, 33 years later, is that it routinely produces a national best-selling anthology of the 12 winning writers and 12 winning illustrators of that previous year's contest. And so people that can write speculative fiction, which is science fiction, fantasy, alternate history, light horror, anything with, like, you know, is a bit of like, well, I wonder if on based on is that technology exists or the fantastical, can enter the contest provided they've not been previously professionally published. And we have entries from over 160 countries now that come in. And the purpose of it is just to give them that break that they need. And so now, like Catherine was saying, we have many writers who go on to very, very successful careers. If they decide to keep up with it, they get published in an anthology following a week-long workshop given by the top names in science fiction and fantasy. These are all like New York Times best-selling authors. And the artists are all amazing creators of fantastical art. You've got like Larry Elmore, who is the creator of all the original Dungeons & Dragons artwork. There's, we have the person who delivers it, Echo Chernik, is one of the top production artist in the U.S., and she does a lot of amazing artwork for corporate. She's also brilliant as well as in her own right for her own personal stuff. But we have about 20 illustrator artists, about 30 writer artists. But it's open to anyone to enter who's not, like I said, professionally published. There's no entry fee. The judging is blind, so that if a person sends the work in, all the judges ever see is the work itself and a number. They don't know if it's male, female, age, nationality, ethnic, anything. It's just strictly by the merit alone. And after the judges decide who the winners are, three each quarter, then they're called, and we find out who they are. And they're flown out to Hollywood for the week-long workshop. So it's quite a deal. And it was created by Mr. Hubbard in 1983, just following the successful launch of his re-entry to the field of science fiction with his book called Battlefield Earth. And it hit the New York Times and all the international bestseller lists, and we just re-released it last year. And it hit number one in the U.S. again 30 years later. And the audiobook for Battlefield just won the top honors in the audiobook industry, called an Audio Award. So we're very excited about it. But that's my answer to Catherine's question of introduction, and I'm sticking to it.
You know, like I said, now you can go up onto their website and you can register. And there's many people like John said, that have registered multiple times, right? But then they win, or they get the opportunity to be a finalist, and they get to go out. But what happens? Can you tell her what happens if you don't become a grand finalist? What happens with your work? If you're picked, you can also be picked to be put into the volume that you do every year, right?
Correct. We have usually there's one or two finalists who we will publish to basically balance out, because the stories are different lengths. So the story requirement, there's no minimum, but the maximum is 17,000 words. So depending upon how long the stories are, we may have some extra space in the book itself. So we then will publish some of the finalists. So they will go on and be entered in there. But because they're a finalist and not a winner, they're still eligible to continue entering the contest. And so you can continue entering until you actually win, or what the term we use is called pro out, meaning go professional, so you can no longer be eligible. Like Kevin Anderson used to enter all the time until he pro'd out. Robert Sawyer used to enter all the time until he pro'd out. Brandon Sanderson entered, and then he sold his novel, first novel, so he was no longer eligible. So that happens quite a bit. But then you've got people like Dave Farland, who was Dave Wolverton, Eric Flint. There's Nina Creaky Hoffman, Sean Williams. They're all winners who went on. Now they're judges, but they were winners themselves, became New York Times bestselling authors who are now judges. So, anyway, you can continue entering. You can enter one story per quarter, and all the details of what that is on the website, writersofthefeature.com. But you can enter one time per quarter and continue entering. And sometimes people enter 20, 30 times before they've actually won the contest or pro out.
I know, Olivia, you have a question about age, right?
Mm-hmm. What are the age requirements for this?
There are no age requirements. It's open to anyone of any age. The main thing that will happen, because of the need to have a pretty good mastery of grammar, is that the writer entries are usually college level and up. So our youngest has been maybe 19 or 20 that we've had as a winner. And we've had winners all the way up into the 60s.
Not 70s? Not 70s? Not anybody like me?
We've had our top end entry is 101.
Wow.
They didn't win, but they entered the contest. So Illustrator Contest has been much younger, because you don't have to have a mastery of grammar. Just, you know, people have been drawing sometimes when they're artists, start drawing when they're just very, very young, and get that mastery earlier on. So we've had some high schoolers, you know, like senior year in high school. That's probably happened twice. We had one from Portugal a few years ago that was just his senior year in high school. Just, you know, that's basically what it is. But so there's no, when you submit your artwork, or your work, it's just you fill out the form, which just has basic data that the age and the points I mentioned earlier don't affect it at all.
Right. Doesn't it sound exciting, actually?
Yeah.
You're in English. You're going in as an English major, aren't you?
Yes.
She's actually going to be, she's proofing my book, the second book, just to let
oh,
you
wow.
know.
Lucky you.
Right. I like to mentor people, and I got her to come on this radio. She's been on, this is her second radio show today.
Yep.
And her boyfriend is my producer, and he's been trying to get her on for years. But I have to tell him what you did in high school, because see what they do with, they actually have audio things that they do with, you just finished doing that with lots of actors, right? Where they did the whole Battlefield Earth. How many people participated, John, in that audiobook?
No, I think we had 67 actors that performed, and it's it was 47 and a half hours long.
Wow. And I've done 4 audiobooks now, John, and I'm getting ready to do 2 more. And she loves acting, this gal, and she was really on stage a lot while she was in high school.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm encouraging her to continue, because I think she's extremely talented. And she sings, John. She sings, believe it or not. Wow, what a multi-talented kid she is, right?
Oh, she sure sounds it. Yeah, she's not in Hollywood, because she's in Hollywood. Also, on Saturday night, we have our Golden Age Theater. Because the first floor of our office building is a theater. And so we have we do live radio theater on Saturday nights in Hollywood. And it starts off with a half-hour musical performance by, there's no scarcity of talent in Hollywood
mm-hmm.
to get to do singing and acting. So we have our radio theater shows that follow a 30-minute musical performance.
Do you remember Mary Ellen from
The Waltons?
The Waltons. Do you remember her? Did you ever see The Waltons?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, believe it or not, Olivia is redheaded. She reminds me of Mary Ellen when she was on. I'm serious. I'm going to take a picture and send it to you. She's a spitting image of her.
Wow.
And it's amazing what she looks like in comparison. So when she came over the other day, when I first met her, I went, I can't believe who you look like. She looks like my niece, and she also looks like Mary Ellen. And she's a very talented. Tell us a little bit about where she is today, and what, you know, and her name isn't Mary Ellen. So, and all of a sudden, I'm losing her name all of a sudden. Tell me who that is.
Judy Norton Taylor.
Judy Norton Taylor. And she's still performing, isn't she, John?
She is. And she's now, she does a lot of movies, but she's also directing and producing now. Plus, she did a one-woman show. She's an amazing, talented vocalist and actor. She does a lot of the old standards. She'll put together a piece, you know, from the 50s, where she does a medley, or she'll do her own work. She's just an amazingly talented woman. She used to work with a lot too in our earlier book campaigns, and she would parachute into the distributors, like at the Ingram distributors.
Mm-hmm.
She would be in a plane, and she'd parachute in there to land, and everybody knew her as Mary Ellen. So she'd come in there, and then she'd bring donuts and coffee to them all and talk to them. But she'd enter the area by, they'd watch her parachute in and then come in and talk to them.
Wow.
Amazing woman.
We're going to take a short break, and we're going to be right back with John Goodwin, who is the president of Galaxy Press. And we're going to be talking more about anything that he wants to talk to about, and what's the most exciting thing that he has done himself in the, not only in the publishing, but in acting and whatever. We'll be right back with John Goodwin of Galaxy Press.
Catherine, we'll be right back. You're listening to Let's Just Talk on W4CY.
Battlefield Earth by L. Ron Hubbard is once again on the top publisher's weekly bestsellers list. Originally published in 1982, this super science fiction story predates Star Wars and Star Trek and takes you on a wild ride beginning in 1977 and plummeting forward to the year 3000. With a backstory that will rock your imagination, you will meet characters that come alive as they fight for humans and all that we stand for. rising out of a scorched earth, which is headed towards total extinction of both humankind and natural resources. Johnny Goodboy Tyler leads a remnant to fight an epic battle. Will they win? Its climatic ending will keep you on the edge of your seat. It's a book for all seasons and all generations to read and enjoy. Battlefield Earth has been relaunched by popular demand and is available in bookstores, on Amazon and Galaxy Press, in electronic or printed versions, and with an audio version read by 67 characters and 150,000 sounds. Battlefield Earth, a saga of the year 3000, will come to life in your home. Great holiday gift recommended for ages 13 and above. For more information, go to www.galaxypress.com.
We're back. You're listening to Let's Just Talk with Catherine Raker on W4CY.
We are back with John Goodwin, and we have a guest in our studio today who is a young, aspiring actress and writer and illustrator herself. So that's the reason why I brought her on with you, John, because I think she is one of the people that you really want to reach out to. Because, you know, creativity, I always think, starts, and I've been teaching art for many years and writing, and I think it is something that she's very excited about doing. John, let me ask you a couple of questions here, and that is, number one, give us your website to start off with, where she can go and actually enter the contest if she feels like she'd like to do that. We're going to encourage her to do that. Go ahead.
Okay, good. It's writers. It's www.writersofthefuture.com, and that's it's pretty much accessible, you know, anywhere. It's there, and it shows the history of all the writing contests from the beginning, so you can see the winners from every year. Plus, you can also upload your story or your audiobook.
Don't you have a question for him, I think? Right? Didn't you ask me during the break what's the most exciting thing that he's ever done?
Yeah.
Or ever met? Mm-hmm. Right?
Okay, so the most exciting thing I've ever done or person I've ever met?
Yes.
Let's see. Well, it's, since I love people, let's see, we'll talk about...
Alive, people that are alive, that she might know.
Let's see. So in, obviously I love authors. So are you a what type of author are you?
Well, I like to do, I like writing like scary stuff. And like, so that's why I like sci-fi, horror, that kind of stuff is like my favorite. So if I ever, I mean, I'm a good writer, but if I ever were to decide to do that, I'd probably do horror or like sci-fi or stuff like that.
Well, let's see. Well, have you ever, you know who Orson Scott Card is?
No.
He's the author of Ender's Game. Let's see, there's, I know a lot of writers or anything. I've written to you, but I've not actually, been face to face with, Stephen King, but his son. And, there's a lot of, I think probably the Anne McCaffrey, who I love, but she's not horror. She was a fantasy science fiction writer. She wrote all the Dragon series. I guess these are people that just a little bit prior to your, what you do. Okay, others, let's go to, Hollywood, meeting and talking with, John Travolta and Kelly Preston. And, I mean, as always, that in Hollywood is a lot of different actors because we're in the Hollywood Christmas parade that I'm the president of here in Hollywood. So here we, every year, we had Olivia Newton-John was the grand marshal, and, she was from Saturday Night Fever. I mean, from, not Saturday Night Fever. She was from, oh, come on, this one blanking. Now it's your turn to help me out.
She's in Grease.
Yes. She does all these different several movies. I'm like,
Right. See, I really put you on the spot, didn't I, buddy?
Yeah, I'm just looking at, because the thing is like, I've had so many incredible encounters with great people that I'm like, know, well, in this instance here, I really enjoyed that. Like, I go to Washington to help lobby for a major Central Park putting together in Hollywood. And so meeting with political people in D.C. and then all the stuff I do in Los Angeles, I meet some great people that do that type of stuff. But in terms of the most, I've had a very rich life, and I really, you know, love what I do. And I think that helps a whole lot with anything that a person is doing, is if you really love what you're doing, that you meet the most amazing people. Like, I've loved my relationship with Catherine, and within that whole sphere of radio, I think she's one of the most brilliant people I've met.
Thank you.
But I meet with so many different people. They're all, like, amazingly just talented. When you get into, especially in Hollywood, there's a lot of crazy stuff out here, but there's a lot of amazing brilliance as well. So, and it was always my high school teachers that inspired me to do stuff, you know. So even going in there, you talk about people that encourage you. They all have play an important role in your life if you're going to have, you know, successful life. It's built around a lot of people who you can love and who love you. And I think you've got, you know, obviously your relationship with Catherine is helping with that quite a bit.
She did. You know what she did? She did, John. I have to interrupt you. She did I get a lot of products, John, right? You know that, right? And I do a lot of television and stuff like that. So last night, somebody had sent me, what do you call those things?
A straightener.
Because I don't use a straightener. I have to put curl in my hair. And I ask her to do with actually Matt, who is a filmmaker as well as a producer for radio. Actually, I ask her to do the commercial for me. And I'll do the intro and outro. But I planned on making her do some things that, not making her do them, but if she wants to do them. She got to see, she got to watch how I put together a cooking show, a healthy cooking show.
Right.
And so has it been exciting?
It's been a lot of fun.
Different, right?
Yeah, very different.
So I'm talking to her about doing commercials with me next, right? So if you send me some copy, I'm going to let her do with me your actual ad. How about that?
That'd be awesome. I'll definitely send you some copy for an ad. And I'll also send you some music because we have some great music for our... from our Golden Age stories that we can definitely use as well. So this is a great phone call.
Right. Well, the other thing is that I've always wanted to do, and I have lots of people that love old-time radio, John, and I'm going to do for the next year, I'm going to be doing some old-time radio shows, and I'm going to take, I know you're going to love this. You ready for this? I'm taking the story that I'm writing, the novellas I'm writing, and incorporating them into some of the things that we're doing, because I think that's a good way to sell books, number one. And anytime you want to come on and do something like that with us, we'd love to do it. And I know, Olivia, you want to do it because she likes that too. And, you know, I think old time radio was so exciting. And, you know, I'm going to be 73 this year. Right. Don't feel it, acted or want to look like it. Actually, I love doing that type of radio. And so we're coming out with a new part of our shows that we'll be doing that for some of our stations because they like it.
Yeah. Old time radio is an amazing format. It was America's favorite form of entertainment in the first half of the 20th century. And we created our Stories from the Golden Age. It was a line of 153 stories that we published in 80 books and 80 multicast unabridged audiobooks with all the sound effects, similar to what we did with Battlefield Earth. And it's an amazing format, and just so many people can use that, those, because they're short stories, so each audiobook's only 2 hours. But a person is able to get in there and just totally immerse themselves in a story, and at least for that little bit, escape from wherever they've got, and they'll go back to either someplace in Europe or in the Far East, or the old airplane stories, you know, air adventure stories, seafaring stories, science fiction, fantasy, westerns, which is one of the big favorites of people in the Midwest that I found, and myself being born from the Midwest, I love the Mr. Hubbard's western stories as well, because he wrote like 33 of them, and they're brilliant stories, because he is one of the last official Western writers, having been born in 1911. So he was able to write about, you know, in Montana in that that northwestern area, and then he traveled quite a bit into the South. So he's got some amazing stories, and a lot of the review saying if you like Louis L'Amour and Zane Grey, you're going to love L. Ron Hubbard. So making them as the those radio theaters, the old-time radio, has just been an amazing experience. And we get rave responses like, what else do you have? What else do you have? So if you're not listening, I'd love to send one to you as well so you can hear one of these old-time radio stories that we've produced.
Right. So that's what I want to create for this year because
That's brilliant, Catherine. That's just brilliant.
Thank you. One of the other things that we started doing is we started putting video on Facebook. Mm-hmm. And actually, these wonderful kids, and I'm learning really fast. Not that I didn't know how to do Facebook. That's part of what I do. But I love working with young people, especially her age, because they really excite me in the sense of their ideas and their creativity and how they've used social media over the last few years. To me, right. That's really important. No matter if you've got a book, you've got a film, you've got whatever, that to me, and that's the reason why I love teaching, because I used to be a teacher, by the way. She didn't know that, though.
Oh, okay, good.
Okay. And, you know, having that art project contest that I did for years, John, did you know that I did that, Partners in Art Education?
I know. That was just amazing. That was such a commonality that we have between that and our Illustrators of the Future contest.
So that's the reason why you could have me as a judge eventually, because that became, believe it or not, that became an international program that I did in Turkey, Singapore. I did it all over the world. And we had one of the largest art pieces here at an iconic building here in Cincinnati, the where the Hilton is today. And that's the, I'm trying to think of the name of it, what's that building's name? It'll come to me. But the Carew Tower. And actually, they have art there that's Rookwood, John. Uh-huh. That's from the 1930s. And the building is actually by a very, very famous architect. And when you go into this, they have a thing called the Hall of Mirrors. And it right. looks like Hollywood. And that's where, when I first did my first magazine, they actually gave it to me as a publisher's first launch, right? And then they gave me the bottom. They have like a three street under roof, right? Is the bottom floor of it a mezzanine, like, right? Not a mezzanine, but like a walkway mm-hmm. that you uh-huh. can go. And we had over 500 pieces of artwork from kids that were from kindergarten through high school, senior in high school. You would not have believed anything. It took me 12 hours to hang all the artwork.
Wow, that's a lot of participation.
Right. So I used to, and I still did the contest, but I brought it overseas. I brought it to Turkey. I brought it everywhere. And when I started working with you, it brought back memories of all that I did there and how it became an international art show. And what it did to encourage and mentor young kids as well as older, you know, high school students. Mm-hmm. So what you're doing with L. Ron Hubbard, he's a lot more famous than I am, did to encourage artists and illustrators and left that in his will. Am I correct?
He did, yeah. So it continues to be funded by Mr. Hubbard. And so that's why there's no entry fee. And their trip to Hollywood is fully covered by him, the whole experience. The huge award ceremony, gala award ceremony at the end, has all been made available by Mr. Hubbard, because the whole thing of providing for the arts and for the science fiction and fantasy community was very, very important to him, because he saw science fiction as the herald of possibility. And with that, you know, continues to put that postulate of a better tomorrow. And the way we also deal with our contest, because you can have all types of stories in art, but our stories and our art, they're all pretty much PG is the most hardcore you're going to have on it. So the whole purpose of it is that you can have something for middle school and not to be able to read. So it's really important that we have like something that shines a bright future, a fun future, and an optimistic future, hopeful future.
And on that note, we need to take a short break, and we'll be right back with John Goodwin, the president of Galaxy Press, and Olivia Murray, our guest today.
Catherine will be right back. You're listening to Let's Just Talk on W4CY.
Hey, Karen, did you weigh in this week?
Yeah, I only lost another 0.2 pounds. Even though I was good all week, I feel stuck, but I don't know what to do.
Have you heard about Weight Loss Buddy and their 3-day diet?
No, tell me about it.
It's amazing. Weight Loss Buddy built a program based on the latest scientific research. You get a box of delicious macronutrient foods shipped right to your door. All you have to do is eat what's in the box for 3 days, and the results are immediate. You get fasting results without the starvation, it's easier than a juice cleanse, and you'll save time and money not having to plan meals when you do it. Plus, you get access to Weight Loss Buddy's amazing support system and variety of products that'll help you get results.
Sounds great. How do I try it?
Sign up today by visiting weightlossbuddy.com and get $20 off plus a $39 premium membership absolutely free when you use the code radio at checkout. Go to weightlossbuddy.com to take advantage of this special offer.
Love cooking, baking, and working in the kitchen, home, or garden? Have you ever realized two hands just aren't enough? You need Bagwell, the sealable bag holder. Bagwell is like having an extra set of hands when pouring, scooping, storing, or packing anything from leftovers to Legos. This incredible four-pronged bag holder keeps your resealable bag open so you can fill it with your need. Then close the bag and you are ready to go. I keep one in my kitchen, hobby room, and kids' room. Check out Bagwell at www.thebagwell.com.
We're back. You're listening to Let's Just Talk with Catherine Raker on W4CY.
We are back with John Goodwin, of the president of Galaxy Press. We've talked about Battlefield Earth. And we've talked about the contest. What's the future that you're doing besides the contest?
Well, what we've got in terms of the future being located in Hollywood is there's two main things. Is the Hollywood Christmas Parade. And that was actually something that, you know, as you said, we were speaking, it helped inspire you to do your story when we talked about Writers of the Future. When we released the stories from the Golden Age, how do we communicate it? How do we let people know about it? And then the opportunity that came up on being a member of the board of directors of the Hollywood Chamber of Commerce, the Christmas Parade, to participate in that and then have a huge float. And it's grown from there to where now it's one of the biggest parades, Christmas parades in the world, and it's the most broadcast and televised one along with the Macy's and the Rose Parade. So it's one of the top three parades in America. So with that program, we're able to not only promote our stories from the Golden Age and our Battlefield Earth, because we have a huge float there as well, but we're able to provide an amazing experience for so many people who can't afford to see these celebrities otherwise, but they can see them when they stand by the parade and watch them on the route. And the program itself, which is another point of commonality that we have, Catherine, is the working with the U.S. Marine Corps Toys for Tots program. That's their kickoff event for the year. And so a very good friend, Lieutenant General Pete Osmond, who's the head of and CEO of Toys for Tots, comes out every year. And so we've done some amazing programs with our Golden Age stories where we've donated, you know, provided to middle school, or sometimes not in school, but just kids, middle and high school age kids, hundreds of thousands of books over the last several years for them to be able to appreciate. And for many of them, that's the only book they've got in their home, which is very unreal to someone like us who like live with books, but they have a household with not a single book that they own. So some of them are very much appreciative of the fact that they can actually have a book. And, so that's one of the programs that we do that we're very, very excited about and that we continue to do because it's so important. And working with the Marine Corps, we do a lot with the Boys and Girls Clubs of America. So these are some of the things that we do to help provide for the future. And then another thing, too, which I alluded to earlier in the show, is the Hollywood Central Park, where, believe it or not, Hollywood is one of the most park-poor communities in all of California. So it's a project to get about a 40-acre park put over the 101 freeway. It's like it makes a cap over it. It'll be a 40-acre freeway, 40-acre park over the freeway that will provide park space for a community which doesn't have it. And, you know, Hollywood, for all the glitter and glam that you see about it, is held together by lower income families. And so this provides them that they don't otherwise have.
And that's so important, you know, John. I've been out to Hollywood 2 or 3 times. And I stayed at the Lowe's Theater. Lowe's Hotel.
Away from us.
Right. And so I got to be there and see that whole thing. Actually, I came out there a few years ago. This is before I met you. We haven't met in person yet. We're going to do that.
When
I went out there, I went out with a writer and started doing an audiobook with him and actually introduced him to one of the stars out there. But then we decided that we'd let the writer do his own audiobook, and I did 4 chapters out of Abramo's Gift, which was really a powerful, powerful book.
Uh-huh.
And then I started doing a lot of children's audiobooks. And now, you know, I just did one a year and a half ago called The Monkey Trial Judgment Day. And I have to tell you, Olivia, it was probably one of the scariest books I've ever done. And it was produced by my very talented husband, who is one of these wonderful editors like your boyfriend. Mm-hmm. And actually, it took us, believe it or not, because we had to put the music in it, the sound effects, and John will tell you this, it took us a year. And the reason why is because my husband works full time.
Mm-hmm.
So, but the author absolutely loved it, and I was so proud of it.
That's great. That's really great, Catherine.
You know, I think being part of that industry is the most exciting thing that I'm doing in my career today. Because you're always evolving, John, right? It doesn't, you know, I think of Betty White and where she is today and where she started. So all of the different people that are out in Hollywood and everywhere else that are really talented actresses and actors or are always recreating themselves. Wouldn't you say that?
They have to recreate themselves. Otherwise, you know, they just get bowled over because the industry changes so much with the type of storytelling, the type of what does America want or what are they willing to put out? What is, you know, there's just, if you can't recreate yourself, then you will be whatever you last were, and that's how everybody's going to remember you. And just, you know, we were talking about Judy Norton Taylor. That's just a perfect case in point. You know, she had to really break out of that Mary Ellen, because when Mary Ellen was no longer what America is looking for on
the Waltons,
on the Waltons, then it became like she could either be like, yes, I was Mary Ellen, and go on to the tour where you just go and sign autographs as Mary Ellen, or you start reinventing and do more shows, more movies. And so she's got an amazing career, but she's had like 3 or 4 careers in various areas, not just television acting, but in movies and singing and creating performances. It's just, you're absolutely right. You've got to be able to do that. And what you've been able to do by hitting all these different industries that you've done is a perfect case in point on why it is so important and how it works. And anybody that would see you would be hard pressed to say that you're the age that you are, because you're so alive and just so with what you do, you're constantly creating. And that's, I think, probably what some people do. They stop creating. They're just, you know, they have, now I created instead of still creating. And that's a big problem that people need to personally deal with. And then they got themselves a continued life.
I have to tell you both that I was put up for the Energizer Bunny Award. And that's an actual award.
That does not surprise me in the least. And I was going to suggest that. You're like that Energizer Bunny.
Right. And I do. I've done a couple of things for them over the years. And a very good friend of mine actually put me into the contest. And there were 1,000 entries. And I was in the first 100. But a gentleman that lost both of his legs and his arm, he won. That was hard to compete with, but mm-hmm. true. You know, one of the things before we go to break here is think about for our last segment of our show here today, what you really want to concentrate on, especially the contest or the upcoming events that you have. And by the way, that program, Snowball Express, is usually done in Las Vegas, by the way. So that's in December. So maybe you might even be interested in doing something with that as well.
Sure.
Okay. So we'll be right back after these very important messages. Give your website out again for us, John.
So for the Writers of the Future, it's called www.writersofthefuture.com. And as a book publisher, my webpage is www.galaxypress.com.
And we'll be right back with John Goodwin and also Olivia Murray right after these messages.
Catherine will be right back. You're listening to Let's Just Talk on W4CY.
Battlefield Earth by L. Ron Hubbard is once again on the top publisher's weekly bestsellers list. Originally published in 1982, this super science fiction story predates Star Wars and Star Trek and takes you on a wild ride beginning in 1977 and plummeting forward to the year 3000. With a backstory that will rock your imagination, you will meet characters that come alive as they fight for humans and all that we stand for, rising out of a scorched earth which is headed towards total extinction of both humankind and natural resources. Johnny Goodboy Tyler leads a remnant to fight an epic battle. Will they win? Its climactic ending will keep you on the edge of your seat. It's a book for all seasons and all generations to read and enjoy. Battlefield Earth has been relaunched by popular demand and is available in bookstores, on Amazon and Galaxy Press, in electronic or printed versions, and with an audio version read by 67 characters and 150,000 sounds. Battlefield Earth, a saga of the year 3000, will come to life in your home. Great holiday gift recommended for ages 13 and above. For more information, go to www.galaxypress.com.
Hey, Karen, did you weigh in this week?
Yeah, I only lost another 0.2 pounds. Even though I was good all week, I feel stuck, but I don't know what to do.
Have you heard about Weight Loss Buddy and their 3-day diet?
No, tell me about it.
It's amazing. Weight Loss Buddy built a program based on the latest scientific research. You get a box of delicious macronutrient foods shipped right to your door. All you have to do is eat what's in the box for 3 days, and the results are immediate. You get fasting results without the starvation, it's easier than a juice cleanse, and you'll save time and money not having to plan meals when you do it. Plus, you get access to Weight Loss Buddy's amazing support system and variety of products that'll help you get results.
Sounds great. How do I try it?
Sign up today by visiting weightlossbuddy.com and get $20 off plus a $39 premium membership absolutely free when you use the code radio at checkout. Go to weightlossbuddy.com to take advantage of this special offer.
Love cooking, baking, and working in the kitchen, home, or garden? Have you ever realized two hands just aren't enough? You need Bagwell, the sealable bag holder. Bagwell is like having an extra set of hands when pouring, scooping, storing, or packing anything from leftovers to Legos. This incredible four-pronged bag holder keeps your resealable bag open so you can fill it with your need. Then close the bag and you are ready to go. I keep one in my kitchen, hobby room, and kids' room. Check out Bagwell at www.thebagwell.com.
We're back. You're listening to Let's Just Talk with Catherine Raker on W4CY.
We are back on Catherine Raker's Let's Just Talk. And John Goodwin, who is president of Galaxy Press, was asking me about my new book, the Elizabeth Bromwell series, and I'm in the process of trademarking Elizabeth Bromwell. So I'm thinking, John, way ahead of the game on, and that's the reason why I'm the publisher too in this book series. And it's my second publishing job, by the way.
Right.
And, you know, it's something that I really love doing is thinking about. So I was telling you about the gal in England. Her name is Lady Avebury. Are you that far yet?
No.
Okay. Well, that's when she becomes a spy. That's all I'm telling
okay.
you. But I called, and as you probably saw, did you get the Kindle version or did you get the actual book?
Kindle.
Okay. In the, and you can see this probably in the Kindle book too. There's the first three pages are acknowledgments and all that kind of good stuff. And
right.
there are pictures. Those pictures are real. Those are actually where I lived. The one that says Chantry Farm is actually, so I called my, and that was built in the 1500s, 1591. And it turned out to be, and I didn't know this, actually it was haunted, right? The actual house was, but that's not the place I lived in the book. Okay. But that's mm-hmm. the real place I live. So I called the owners of the property, right?
Yeah.
And he's still alive. He's in his, I think he's in his late 80s or early 90s now. And his name is Robin Graham. And I got the permission to use the picture in the book.
And yeah, then I'm looking at it right now as we're talking.
Right. And the cool part is that Lady Avebury, the character in the book, is a very famous nurse who was NIA, you know, National Health Organization, right? Well, she just opened up, she's opening up a nonprofit, and she got both of the princes from the royal family to support her nonprofit. And she is a writer as well. She could be probably doing another series in science fiction, and I'm going to talk to her to get her to be involved with you, right? Uh-huh. And actually, she writes about dragons and everything. And she, right. she's going to be more famous than Harry Potter. How about that?
Well, that's a definite throwing the gauntlet there.
Right. And so what you have to do with these things is you have to research, as you know, all the people in the book that I did and all the places. So all the places are true. Except uh-huh. Beijing. Except Beijing. I wasn't ever in Beijing. But we're going to do a question and answer. So I'm going to. So we're going to have you on the program again when we do this.
Oh, good. That gives me a target to make sure I complete the book by then.
Right, by then. So, you know, we have actually want to say, you know, we want to also include your website and everything one more time because we've run out of time. And Olivia, have you enjoyed this?
Yes.
So now is it going to encourage you to write a short story for
thinking
John?
About it.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, so, what the judges will say on that, you know, real quick on that, Olivia, is that you have nothing to lose and everything to gain.
That's right.
And the thing is, and this is a basic writing datum for Mr. Hubbard, is a writer writes. You can take, you know, it's pretty simple, but it's very, very true. One class that Mr. Hubbard taught at Harvard, where he, the short story creative writing class, and they were just trying to figure out, you know, here we are, we're creating, they write to run short stories this summer. He says, well, take your first 100,000 words and throw it away. And they were just kind of like, what? You know, he said, you got to write. Mr. Hubbard wrote 100,000 words a month during the golden age there, science fiction and fantasy and westerns and mystery. And he used 15 different pen names plus his own because he wrote so much. But that's why he was one of the most highly paid authors of that time period. So for a writer, you got to write. You just write and you submit, and you write and you submit. And some of these guys, you know, they get better and better and better. And then that's how you get better. Is you read what other people do, and that's what, you know, that almost all the writers say is like, read the short stories in Writers of the Future so you can see what your competition is. How good do you have to be? So writersofthefuture.com is the website for that contest, and it's Olivia. It's just, you know, you should enter the contest. You know, if you don't win, then you enter it again. You enter it again.
You get it.
You're professionally sell out or professionally self, so that you now are a professional author. You know, the likes of your person you're sitting right next to there, or you can go on and win the contest and then get going that way. And then the other thing for the story, you can get them at galaxypress.com.
I can't thank you enough for joining us today. John, it's always a pleasure to have you. And Olivia, thank you for sitting in today.
Thank you for
and
having me.
Oh, you're welcome. And don't forget to go out to their website, galaxypress.com or writersofthefuture.com. Or don't forget to go up and order on amazon.com, Elizabeth Bromwell. You'll really love it. Or go to letsjusttalkradio.com where you can hear everything that we do. And don't forget that we're on iPhone and iPad. It's a free app that you can hear all of our radio shows, which is very exciting. And thank you for joining us today on Let's Just Talk.
You've been listening to Let's Just Talk with Katherine Raker, sponsored by Backwell, Dan Perkins, Mandel Brown Plastic Surgery, Next Stage, IDI Dentistry, iMarketing, A Private Place, Reflexology, Imbalance Body Therapy,
Apollo, a modern jeweler. Songs and stories for soldiers, and Ultimate Air Show on W4CY.